going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Tell us about Ray Davis, your connection to him, what you know about the Buffalo Bills through Ray Davis. He had a bunch of eyeball emojis when he knew that you were being selected on social media.
Tell Ray Davis I'm moving in. That's like my brother, though. Like, he was on the call with Coach Merrill when I got picked, and I'm just so happy to be reunited with him. That's a great teammate, and I know that he's going to be someone that, hey, I can ask a bunch of questions with, and he's going to help me out. He's going to guide me, and we're going to ball together. I can't wait.
Sal Capaccio will join us here on the Western Hotline. Draft day number 2. We're on it. Jeremy and Joe, we're up early. If you're watching us on the feed, how do we look? Do we look like we're up till past midnight?
Past midnight.
At a party?
Yeah.
Sal?
I feel good. I mean, the crash comes after, I usually have found.
I was texting Sal, like, what time to come on? I'm like, Sal, I know it's a late night for you as well, Sal. So we're all up early after round one, ready for round two. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, my sincere apologies. You did text me last night, and it was like kind of in the middle of the night, like the draft night, and I had my phone on silent because of, you know, you're in the media room and you want to be respectful. So I saw it. I never responded right away. And then later in the night, I saw you text me again, like, hey, what time do you want to come on? I'm like, oh, geez, it was past midnight. So I'm glad you saw it this morning. And then you definitely don't want to see me this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I'm not on the video stream because I left. I actually did a video. I posted it at Sal Sports on my social feed. It was 1:40 a.m. when I left the parking lot. So I got home at about 2 a.m. last night.
Yeah. Woo. Those of you covering this and doing like the post-game, post-draft on these late picks, much respect. All right, Sal. So Max Harrison, what did you learn about the Bills' first-round pick? And I think there's a pretty good consensus that the way the board fell, 10 linemen, defensive linemen go before they pick, that had kind of been picked over and that corner was going to be the spot that they leaned to, whether it was Trey Amos or Max Harrison, who was a guy that was pegged in the first round quite a bit in mock drafts. It ends up being Harrison with the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I had pegged them to take a defensive lineman, but corner was certainly always in the mix, and we never know what would have happened if a couple of defensive linemen fell, but this is what happened. The board winds up falling a certain way. And I just go back to what Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott said at the end of season press conference about adding speed and adding playmakers. They've kind of always said that they need to do that on this team. And that's what Max Harrison is. He is the fastest player in the draft, at least the fastest at the NFL Combine. Ran a 4.2840. He was very productive 2 years ago, not as productive as far as numbers last year. In 2023, he was second in all of FBS, and he led the SEC with 5 interceptions. He took 2 to the house. This is a playmaker, and that's what they drafted. He's a very, very fast playmaker. So you ask, why did he drop down? Why wasn't he listed higher? A couple things. Number one, as Brandon Bean points out, which is right, he's a little bit on the smaller side. He played probably about 190. He told us last night he's at 192, I believe. Brandon Bean said if he's taller and he's bigger, he probably is a guy that's considered and goes a lot higher. But number two, I think it's because his run support has been the question. And anytime someone will bring up Maxwell Harrison to me, I would say, hey, fantastic player. I don't know if that fits what the Bills want in their corners, because the Bills really like to have guys who are very good against the run, or at least willing to participate. That's what we found out about Max and why they were able to draft him, guys, which is, as much as it kind of goes against a lot of their philosophy that, you know, corners need to be able to tackle, it's really more about willing to be able to tackle. And Brandon Bean made no bones about it last night. He said he's a willing tackler. He gets big boyed sometimes, and he's going to get in our weight room and he'll be better at that. So I think when you add all that up, you understand why the Bills made this selection.
I also, you know, there's an injury that happens along the way, shoulder injury, and I think it was even a complication from kind of a botching of the treatment, whatever. He had a couple of missed tackles in big games, Sal, but from what I read about him, that's really more of a, there were a couple of bad games post-injury where that showed up, but before that, it was not really a concern. It's almost like the story about being a tackler that might need work is almost something that through the process, when you're picking these guys apart, you found, oh, there might be an issue with tackling. Mm-hmm. When in reality, the year before, no one had thought that about this guy.
No, that's right. And look, I mean, he's a cornerback. Yes, tackling's important. It's not his primary job, right? He's not a linebacker. He's a corner. So I think you have to, as a team, kind of weigh all of that and say, well, it's not his primary job. And if he makes a lot of plays at corner, but he misses some tackles, can we live with that? And I think you're going to have to here. And you might have to live with that during the season, especially if he plays early on, which we can talk about, you know, where he fits in. But I think the Bills just felt this is too good of a playmaker, too fast of a player who can make plays on the field and fit what we need to add to this defense. I mean, you know, I think Brandon Bean's quote is telling when he comes out, and I wrote about this at WGR550.com. He was just very honest. He said he adds something to our room we didn't have, speed. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just being honest about his room, and they had to do that, and that's what they made sure they got.
Yeah, not only did he kind of phrase it as though it's something we haven't had too. I thought I saw that in the quote, but I saw it on Twitter that like it's something they haven't had, and right. maybe they've tried for it. And Trey White was not like slow by any means when he was playing at his best. Kyrie Elam had speed, but he was a 4.39 guy, not near 4.28. So the level of speed that he brings, yeah, I don't think of a defensive back that they've had that can really touch it. And what that could do for them, Sal, like, I don't know, like, I don't really think of them as having problems with, I mean, really, their track record against guys like Tyreek Hill has actually been great. So it's not like this mm-hmm. utter weakness. The Bills haven't been able to cover speed guys, but, you know, we'll talk about matchups against Worthy, I'm sure, when they play Kansas City, or Hill when they play Miami again. And, you know, it's another chess piece, right? A guy that can cover those speed receivers.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you go back, there's some highlights or some clips of him covering Isaiah Bond when they played against each other against Texas. And that's a good comparison. Isaiah Bond's obviously very, very fast as well. But you're right, Joe. I mean, when you take, you know, some of these receivers they're going to play in the season, and you take Xavier Worthy, you know, obviously there's some speed on some of these, on, you know, Tyreek Hill, the Miami Dolphins, but you're going to be facing teams that are going to throw the ball, great quarterbacks, a lot of speed, and now you have an ability to match up. He's a versatile scheme guy. So if you want to match up and say, you know, in certain situations, he's going to go man-to-man on some of these really fast guys, or he just sticks in zone or whatever, that's fine. I think the Bills are very comfortable. I asked Brandon Bean about that. He said he can play both. He's done both. I asked Max Harrison about that. He said he can play both. He's done both. So he fits right there. And I, by the way, I'm calling him Max Harrison because he said he prefers Max.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just so everybody knows. I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't be a big deal to call Maxwell, but just so we're all clear, we did ask him specifically last night, do you prefer Maxwell or Max? And he said, I prefer Max.
Yeah. What did Bean say, if anything, Sal, last night about his role right away and his opportunity to start right away?
Well, it's going to be a competition. He's going to be in the mix to start. It's going to be a competition opposite Christian Benford. And I remember last week, Brandon Bean saying that Dane Jackson is looking forward to, you know, competing for that starting role. And then they signed Tre'Davious White, or maybe he's right after the Tre'Davious White, and that's why we're talking to him about it. you know, this is going to be a competition. It's three guys, basically. Maybe four, if you want to count Jamarcus Ingram. I would never count him out. I think he's been in the system 3 years. He's more of a he's a different kind of player who can do some different things for them. But there was really four guys competing for one spot, and that's Max Harrison, Tre'Davious White, Dane Jackson, and Jamarcus Ingram. Now, I think when you take a guy in the first round, a lot of people are going to be expecting him, especially looking at the age and situation with a guy like Tre'Davious White or Dane Jackson. You expect that Harrison will start, and as a fan, you say if he doesn't, then that's, you know, kind of disappointing. I totally understand that. But I think you also have to give some space to, he is a rookie, he's coming in, and he's going to have to compete against veterans who know this system very well. If it's not day one, maybe it's week four, maybe it's week five. I mean, Kyrie Elam was drafted in the first round, and we know that didn't go well at all. But at the time, you weren't thinking necessarily we'd get to where it ended up. But he didn't start because Christian Benford wound up beating him out. The other thing I really like, guys, about this is, let's just say he really can play, and he becomes a really solid, you know, guy, and a contributor right away, a starter. You just signed Christian Benford to a four-year extension. So that means he's under contract for five more years. You can have Max Harrison for 5 years. He has a fifth-year option. So if he's pretty good, you can literally, now you have your two corners for the next 5 years on this team.
Yeah, they could be creative with it too. Elam, I was actually looking at this last night because I thought I remembered him playing in that opener against the Rams, but you're right, like he didn't start. But the Bills, I saw like they kind of mixed it up. Like they found ways to get him in there. He played 44% of the snaps that day, that first game where he didn't start. It was Benford. The next week he played 66%, still didn't start. So, I mean, Harrison, I wonder if it's not, that's the thing though. It's not usually a rotational position though, right? Like that those couple weeks that happened with Elam, like maybe that's the only example that I can think of where that happened.
Yeah, and listen, I remember last year, and I've used the example many times, guys, where when the Bills drafted Cole Bishop in the second round, and I tweeted out, and I've talked about this, and said, okay, like, Cole Bishop, I don't see him starting right away, and a lot of people were mad, and Bills fans were like, come on, give me a break, second round, you got to start. I mean, it's not easy to walk onto a team that's, you know, been to an AFC championship game in this case, or, you know, had been to and has been a division winner for the last several years, and just become a starter. It's not easy, but this is a spot that's open, and it's really, to me, maybe the only true spot on the entire roster that's open, right? I mean, I've been saying defensive tackle is, but that's a rotational piece. This is the one spot on the entire roster where you could look around, lay out a depth chart, and go, where do we not really know who the starter is? Because even at defensive tackle, it's Daquan Jones and Ed Oliver. You can add a rotational piece and Dwayne Carter. But here, it's, is Tre'Davious White starting? Is Dane Jackson? I mean, so much so that last week I put a poll up about this. I said, what's your depth chart at corner right now? Because we didn't know. So right now, he's going to come in. He's going to have an opportunity to compete right away for a starting job.
Sal Capaccio on Max Harrison, Bills corner, who was selected with the 30th overall selection. On to day two, the Bills pick number 56 and 62. If they want to move up, I was laying this out, Sal, just mathematically, they can kind of go anywhere they want in this round. As long as they have a willing trade partner, they'll have the ammunition. It's significantly less expensive to move up in the second than the first. So how aggressively will they seek defensive tackle? I would be inclined to think maybe not that aggressively, because if there's a defensive tackle that was in this ballpark, they probably take that guy. 10 guys go off the board. We'll see. How do you see this playing out from here? Defensive tackle, defensive end, receiver. They have two picks in round two and none in round three.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'd still be surprised if they draft offense. It's certainly possible. Once the board starts falling, you just never know how things are going to wind up, right? You look at a guy and go, okay, well, you know, we can't pass up on this guy. I'd still be surprised if that's the case. I mean, Luther Burden is still out there. I know that's a favorite of Mike Schoepp and a lot of other people out there. But I still think they're going to attack defensive line most likely and, you know, defense overall. When the Bills were on the clock at 30, as soon as it got to them, sure, Max Hairston, you know, jumped into my mind. He's a guy. Will Johnson was another guy. I mean, he's still out there. Now, do you want, now that you have Max Hairston, it's a discussion. Could you go out and get a guy like Will Johnson who you say, okay, he doesn't have to start right away. We can deal with the knee. But the fact that he fell so far, guys, and he's out of the first round, the fact that Jim Harbaugh, his college coach who brought him to Michigan, did not take him, kind of tells me that there's real concern there about Will Johnson, right? But if you're a team like the Bills and you now have Max Hairston in the fold, you don't have to have Will Johnson come in and be the starter. You've already drafted over him. Is that become a possibility? When the Bills were on the clock, as I was saying, the guy I was thinking of that really could came into play there was Donovan Azaraku. Azaraku. Yeah. I looked this up several times. Azaraku. 16 and a half sacks last year, right? I mean, at BC. I think that that's a guy that comes into play if you get there and, you know, he's still on the board. Or, as you say, maybe you trade up. Obviously, there's some real big concerns with Mike Green, the edge rusher. But he is still, and that's probably why he's still available. But he's a player. Nick Emenwori, this goes back to the thing we talked about yesterday with safety. You guys know, I've just never believed they were going to draft safety. And I still don't believe that that would be the case. But if you're going to do it, I think it makes more sense now for a guy that, just like I said last year about Cole Bishop, you don't have to have him come in right away. This is a second-round pick. If you think you can use him as a chess piece, then I think that they'd be more open to it. But I do believe defensive line, defensive tackle. I think Darius Alexander's a guy you could look at from Toledo. He's a guy that can play the one technique. He's a super good athlete that could play there, but not quite the anchor. But I think he's a guy that could come in the mix as well.
You want to know who one of the pro comps I saw for Alexander? ESPN has his pro comp is Larry Ogunjobi. So
there you go, right?
Hey, yeah. we like a player like that.
That's right.
So, you know.
Do you know what the only thing about him, Jeremy, though? I think he's 25 years old. You're going to get that sometimes. I mean, yep. Ray Davis is 25 years old, right? So, I mean, that happens now.
Meanwhile, the COVID players. Max Hairston is 21. Like, he's really young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Bills have, you know, they have some younger players now on the team. They talk about Keon Coleman a lot and how young he is, obviously. And you're going to get a wide range now due to COVID and transfers and all those kinds of things. But one thing you'll notice, I don't know if people have gotten a chance to watch the Zoom call with Max Hairston or listen to it at all. I know you played the clip coming in, but he's a ball of energy, I'll say that. Yep. And he's not just fast on the field. He's just kind of fast the way he is about everything, it seems, in his life and in a good way, super positive. I believe there's some clips I've seen. He was actually like hugging every other person who got drafted. Like he was the first guy to be dabbing him up and hugging him. Like he was just a part of it. He just wanted the experience for him was really awesome. And that was great. So when we get him on the Zoom call last night, I noticed on his PR notes that the Bills handed out, it said his nickname is Mad Max. So I asked him about that, and he said that's absolutely true. He said when he was in Little League, he was smaller but a ball of energy, so he got the nickname Mad Max.
Yeah, like it.
You mentioned defensive tackle, Sal. I want to ask you about, you talk about Johnson and the injury stuff there. The Bills at defensive tackle, they need a guy to play. And I've been thinking about this Deion Walker from Kentucky, who's huge, 6'7", 330. Joe Marino, we had on Wednesday, he's not a fan of this player. He thinks the Bills should stay away. But they did have him in on a visit, and he had the stress fracture in his back last year. And I was wondering about him for them because here's Ogunjobi, who's not, you know, probably going to play a ton of one technique, but he has, and that's an option for you, and he's gone for six games. And how much do you think whoever they were to draft at defensive tackle would be with a mind to, well, this guy's, we want him to have an ability to play right away. And if he's got an injury concern that, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want him missing the first six games. We're already without a guy.
Absolutely have to, Joe. I mean, anybody they bring in at defensive tackle right now really has got to play. Anybody who they bring in the first half of the draft, he's making the team. Like, you're not cutting a second, third, or fourth round pick. And what happens when you make the team at defensive tackle? You're only keeping four guys, maybe five, but four are active on game day. So anybody they draft right now, top in the top half of the draft at that position, he's playing right away. So you're right. You have to be able to play. It's just not an option. You're not taking a guy because what is the option? He just doesn't make the team? Because then, I mean, you could make him an inactive on game day, but that you need to have a guy step right in. I would even go so far as to say that if they go and after the draft get a couple of veterans, those guys might be in the mix to have to play because that's what the Bills do at that position. Right now, you have Daquan Jones, Ed Oliver, and Dwayne Carter. That is it. Yep. No disrespect to Zion Logue. Unless you think he's going to make the team, which is fine. He's a practice squad guy from last year who they did re-sign to a futures contract. But anybody you draft now, you're pushing Zion Logue down the board.
That was a little sloppy there by me. What I mean is, or what I meant to say, is that they might be less likely to take a guy like Walker who has availability questions because they're going to need to rely on this player for the first 2 months of the season.
Understood.
Yeah.
A guy I've heard is TJ Sanders. I don't know. I mean, he's just about 300 pounds, right? I mean, again, I'm looking at guys. I just said Darius Alexander. He's just a little over 300.
Yeah.
I still think they want a bigger-bodied guy, but you're right. I mean, you take a guy like that who's a bigger guy who, you know, fits the profile, but I think that you don't have the – you don't have the ability or the space here to ramp him up, you know, and wait on him.
We got to call Eric and Elma. The comment on the screen is interesting. I want to get him in before we let you go, Sal. Go ahead, Eric. You're up.
Hey, so yeah, thanks for taking my question. My question is about more like the nature of the draft. So we go back 2 years ago, we see a lot of the offenses are very pass heavy. On the following draft, you see, you know, there's not a single defensive player drafted. I forget how long, but it was a while. You see a ton of wide receivers taken off the top. The next year, you fast forward, you know, a lot of the most successful offenses were a lot of the run-heavy offenses, you know, the Eagles, the Lions, us. Consequently, the next draft, you see a lot of tackle taken, a lot of defensive players. How much of who's taken in the first round of the draft is truly, you know, the best available versus being kind of reactionary towards what we're seeing in the NFL?
Thanks, Eric.
It's a good question. Yeah. I would say it this way, and I've said this for many years. Football is cyclical. That's what it is. I remember Bulldog and Show, they'll tell you this story. I mean, when I kind of first started at WGR and in my role, and we talked a lot about this for middle linebacker more than anything, which is middle linebacker was just starting to get smaller, and they were using these hybrid players, and they were using flex tight ends, and we were talking about how, man, you're just going to a much smaller type of player. And then all of a sudden, because defenses got smaller, what did offenses start doing recently?
Yeah.
Now they're getting bigger. Running backs are coming in. You're pounding the ball a little bit more. Six offensive linemen for the Bills. I think this goes to the question that the caller is asking, which is you got to be reacting to what the trends are in the league. There's no doubt about that. And I think that does happen. But when it comes to BPA, best player available, I always say it's not truly best player available. If the best player available is a quarterback, the Bills aren't drafting a quarterback, right? It's got to be best player available as long, as long as it's at a position that you can actually use him.
Yeah. The thing I would say about the evolution of the draft, we could make it cyclical about the positions and the types. What I think it really has become is a reflection of the surplus you can get by the valuable positions. Why did receiver move up the board and why did running back move down the board? It's because you save a lot more money by going receiver. Same with defensive end and corner and tackle is one of these as well. You've got like your six real big money positions. Quarterbacks moved to the top three almost exclusively. And if they're not there, it's more of a reflection of the class itself. So you could see that about receiver. You can see that about quarterback this year, that there just weren't guys worthy of those picks up that high. So I think what you can look at more than anything is the salary and the surplus you get with the selection.
You know, it's funny, Jeremy. I think receiver is the best point for this. You're right, because, I mean, look at the incredible receiving classes we've seen over the last several years.
Yeah.
suddenly it's just not like that this year.
All right, wait till Jeremiah Smith comes out in Ohio State in that
right,
class.
Right, yes.
Yeah, there's going to be a class in 2 years where there's going to be seven more go. So, yeah, a little bit cyclical. But thanks, Eric. That's a great question. Thanks for bringing it up. Sal, thank you very much. On to round two tonight. We'll be listening. We're excited.
All right, guys, you got it. We'll talk to you a little bit later on the Extra Point Show at 10.
Very good. Sal's up with the Extra Point Show, round two of the draft as well. When we return, so I found something about Maxwell Harrison. I said earlier that there's a little bit of Kyir Elam 2.0 here, not anywhere comparing the players, but just the approach. Second time the Bills are using a first-round pick on a corner two. Found something from a scout that will illustrate how different Harrison is from Elam based on something we saw out of Elam that you all might remember right away when he got here. That on Harrison next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sal. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.